Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to provide an open and safe environment for women to have permission to show their true selves and discover their true powers. So I am super excited to introduce Ashley Smith. Now, Ashley is a certified feminine empowerment coach and integrative health practitioner who helps women activate their full power through their optimal health and living. Through her coaching business, which is called Forming Her, she guides women to fully connect with their feminine mind and body by understanding all their root cause imbalances, toxic loads, and limiting beliefs. Well, welcome, Ashley. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, Wendy. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're not only helping women achieve better physical health, but you're also helping them clear limiting beliefs. I can't wait to hear more about this and the great work you're now doing.
Yeah, that's what it's all about with my company is it's not just a one-stop shop. I work with women on their physical, their health, their mental, and their spirituality, because I think it all goes together for a combined upgrade.
Yes, definitely. Everything is pretty much interconnected. So, yeah, I love that. Well, Ashley, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own empowerment coaching and integrative health practice?
Yeah, so I kind of have an interesting story. I started out actually in the fashion industry. I got my fashion merchandise degree. And after coming back from my internship in LA, I realized that the fashion industry was not where I wanted to be. It kind of didn't feel right on a soul level. So my lover for life is what I like to call him, told me to quit my fashion job and take a year to discover my true passions, which obviously is incredibly lucky to have this self-discovery time at such a young age.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I'll forever be grateful for that time. And at the same time, a friend sent me to see a life coach because she knew that it also would help with this passion discovery moment in my life. And after going to my first session with a life coach, I immediately realized that this was what I was meant to be, that I was meant to become a guide and a healer for others. And I always knew that in the back of my head, but obviously at 18, when they tell you to pick a degree, they don't, you think of the first passion, even though I knew in my heart ever since I was a little girl that I was supposed to heal and guide people. And even though I knew as a little girl that I was going to have a business of my own, it took an incredible support team, a leap of faith, and the desire to always follow my inner queen. And that's how I got here today.
That is great. Yeah, I love that. Isn't that interesting how you knew from such an early age what you really wanted to be in life as you grew older, but the outside world leads us down what they feel is a better path, and it separates that feeling of knowingness to feeling of, well, I should be. And so, yeah, I just love that you were given permission and stepped into that opportunity to do some self-reflecting on what lights you up. Yeah, instead of the fashion industry is a great industry and obviously lots of creativity and whatnot, but a totally different calling from being a coach that really helps people through their own barriers. So that's fantastic. So how long have you had your own coaching and health practitioner practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
Yes. So I have been a life coach for 4 years and an integrative health practitioner for 1 year. So I first got certified through the Beautiful You Coaching Academy, and I immediately started working with women. And the cool thing about my coaching business is I'm one of those people who jump in really quickly before thinking about anything, which it might sound bad to others, but to me, it's helped me through life because I don't wait for permission. I just step through. Mm-hmm. So I immediately started working with women, and I went through so many different clients. I went through women who were going through empty nesting. I went through women who were wanting to find their passions in life. And I just kind of was figuring out my ideal client through the process. And the cool thing too, I was going through my own self-discovery work throughout my 20s. So it's kind of like my company evolved with me. So when I was working with these women, I'm pretty intuitive. And I just started to realize that they were coming to me with excuses of why they were not finishing their action steps or aligning with the reality. And I realized that they were also blaming themselves, as women like to do, for not accomplishing each action step or goal. And this would cause them to go into a a downward spiral of emotions, mm-hmm. which obviously is not good for the goal journey. So I did some research and I did some meditation on it. And I realized that the root cause for their excuses that they were bringing to me was actually coming from them not understanding and connecting with their feminine mind and body. Because in my own life, like I said, I was going through so much through my 20s as I was developing my company. I found the magic of natural healing and health. And I realized that once I started figuring out how the feminine body works at an optimal level, all of my goals became just second nature. That concept of if you can get your vessel to work at optimal level, then it just pushes you forward and you don't have to struggle the whole way. Mm-hmm. And in our society, I also realized that we never were taught as women all the ins and outs of our body and our mind. We were masked by medication and by old rules and societal systems that didn't quite work. And so that's when I decided that integrative health had to be added to my coaching business, because I had to give my clients the full lifestyle upgrade so that the goal journey was not a struggle and instead was enjoyable, but also a way for them to understand themselves inside and out. So that's when I completed the Dr. Stephen Cabral's Integrative Health Practitioner course, and I have been absolutely loving it.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. I just love how you realized that there was still this missing link. You know, it wasn't everything that you were doing was great, but there was still things showing up that were preventing your clients from realizing that full transformation. So boom, you jumped right in and got that integrative health aspect. So yeah, that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh, so many. I mean, I think if a business owner says no to that, I don't know what they're doing.
Because, no, probably not in business. So
yeah.
Yeah, because it seems to always happen.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people, some people might hear that question and think almost, you know, bad on themselves for it, but it's such a learning curve. And I love that part of it. I love that I've gotten to evolve with my business. But some of the major challenges I had to go through was one, generational leftovers. So this is actually a term that I coined in my business, and generational leftovers are the old customs, habits, rules, and rituals passed down from past generations. And the problem is, if we don't cut or break those leftovers or throw them out, then our life is not going to align with the way the world's going and who we are today. Mm-hmm. So for me, the generational leftovers I had to throw out because they were expired was money mindset, of course, I came from a family that struggled a lot with money. And so I always had this money mindset that I had to work really hard to pay for anything in my business. Mm-hmm. And that was a big setback because I wasn't investing in myself. And then another generational leftover was struggle equaling accomplishment. From past generations in my family, they all told us that we had to struggle and work and be workaholics to make any money. Yep. And I realized that I don't need to struggle to be accomplished. I can do something I'm passionate about and it still be an accomplishment, even if my family's past didn't see it that way. Mm-hmm. So those are the generational leftovers I had to get rid of. The other ones were, of course, imposter syndrome, mm-hmm. which I feel like everyone goes through.
Yep.
So that one was a tough one. And then also marketing for myself, because I come from a sales background in the fashion industry and I could sell anyone a pair of shoes. But when it came to selling myself, for some reason, I had a huge roadblock and a barrier to that. And I think it's just, I have a giving nature. So I always want to give away stuff for free. But I know I can't do that because my company is a value and my expertise is value. So I had to overcome that mindset.
Yeah. Well, those are three biggies. I love how you phrased or coined the term generational leftovers. That is so accurate. And it's calling things out. It's like, hey, just because you did it this way doesn't mean that's the way that it has to be done. So
exactly. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And then imposter syndrome. Well, that is so common. Isn't that interesting? You would never consider giving shoes away, right?
Yeah, no way.
Our expertise away. It's like, hey, wait a second here. You know, there's just as much value, actually more value in all the benefits of working with me versus how these shoes make your outfit look stunning. So,
right.
Well, I'm curious if we could just zero in on one and, you know, share with us how did you overcome imposter syndrome? Can you give us a little bit of insight into that?
Yes. So that took lots and lots of self-discovery and self-actualization work. So I feel like as a business owner, if there's something you need to work through, then you need to do the almost like the coursework for it and the inner work, because it's not just all on the surface. So I actually went through a couple business coaches, tried out different styles of business coaching. I also went through EMDR therapy to work on any past traumas that could be bringing up imposter syndrome for me. And surprisingly, that one helped me so much, because we don't realize that there are these little traumas that happen when we're younger, and it could seem like the smallest thing, but then that pops up in our life as an adult. And if we don't go back and make the positive connection, then it's just going to keep popping up. So mm-hmm. for me, the EMDR therapy really helped me work through just any past traumas that I had so that I could feel my full power and not have that imposter syndrome come up mm-hmm. anymore. So the last thing that helped me through was working with my oracle cards and spiritual mentors. So I also do spirit guide work. And with that, it just helped me tap into the energy around me and help me understand that being a guide and a healer is my life's path and it's what I'm here to do. So when you understand that that's what you're here to do, the imposter syndrome goes away because you know that you're doing the work you need to do. And even if I don't make a client one day or I don't get anyone commenting on my post one day, I still go to bed knowing that I did the work because I was out there being a guide, no matter who answered back to me. Mm-hmm. So those were the big ones that helped me through.
Yeah, such great insight and advice that you've shared with our listeners. And, you know, it's just, like you said, it's tapping into and honoring the true you. I mean, you're walking your talk, right?
Yeah.
And you're tapping into your own feminine power and clearing all the old patterns that really aren't necessary to help you be everything that you want to be. So that's, yeah, I love that. And you're obviously an expert at helping women really discover the root causes of any imbalances that, they're experiencing. But I'm curious here, and you kind of mentioned a little bit about this. How do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I'm going to be very honest here because I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs feel the same way. And I just like this part very much, actually. And I know some people probably love it, but for me, I love to create. I am a multi-passionate person. So I have infinite amount of ideas and creations that I want to do, but I can't stand the delivery of content because I feel like it ends my creation at that step. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I am constantly marketing when I should be creating and developing more in my business. So that is how I feel about that. But once I get people in my 30-minute discovery call, I love that part of it because I love to interact and to meet new souls. And even if they don't become a client, I love that I got that one-on-one connection with another human being. So for me, the dislike only comes before the discovery call, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, totally. That does. It's all part of the sales process. You know, marketing and sales, they have a tight relationship because the marketing is inspiring or compelling people to take action, right? And that's what sales is, or the enrollment process is to inspiring people to take action so that they achieve the outcomes that they want. So they have their problems solved, their challenges eliminated, those kinds of things. And so, you know, kind of what I think you're talking about is lead generation. You know, you're putting content out there that you love to create, you love to share your insights on social platforms. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And doing that in a way that propels people to take action that leads to that, you know, discovery call where you love connecting and learning and meeting people in an actual conversation. And so the gap then is, okay, so how do I take this creativity, this inspiration that I had, or this download, or however you receive your great information that you want to share with others, how do I take that and actually turn it into something that gets response, gets engagement, and inspires people to want to book a session with me? So is that basically your question?
Yes, that is exactly like, okay. Yeah, okay. That's exactly.
All right. Well, you have your zone of genius, right? That's this content that helps women really become their own queen. And within that, there are, you know, you can either take the stance of, okay, I'm going to simply post a question just to see what kind of response people share. Like you could post something that is really, you know, it's either a yes or no answer that is thought provoking. Like, would you call being a queen for the day being arrogant, or, you know, maybe you'd say a different word. Would being queen for the day be boastful or admiring? Mm. Or, you know, you could say, is being queen for the day a good thing? If you're looking at your great content as being part of your way to get engagement, sometimes that doesn't necessarily cause that because people are like, this is awesome. You know, I just loved reading your information, and then they take it and they run because it was just like, ah, oh, this made my day. And so it just depends on what your overall intention is for your content. If it's simply just to share, hey, I've got this great insight that just percolated up for me and I just want to share it, then just share without expecting anything back. Mm-hmm. But if you really do want it to be part of a sales strategy that creates engagement, there has to be something in there that prompts engagement. And typically it's a question. And the risk is in social platforms, people are generally in and out, or they want to move on to the next post, or they go pretty quick, you know? So if your content is pretty complete, you know, they might not take the time to then take the next action because they're like, oh, I want to scroll on and see what somebody else said.
That makes total sense. Yeah.
You just kind of have to understand the platform is something where it's just in and out. It's quick and moving on. And so asking a question is a great way to prompt engagement. And, you know, you might already do that, but I think what would be helpful is to just realize that engineering what you're saying to really create engagement is different than simply sharing great content. You know, a lot of people put great content in what they call a lead magnet, where you actually have to opt in. You know, it's like, okay, you know, you want to have this problem solved, then grab my 10 steps to achieve maximum health, you know, or something like that, where then they opt in and you can create a longer term communication, you know, with them. So hopefully that has helped give you a little bit of insight. It's a deep topic, very, very deep. You know, lead generation is, like I said, on the sales spectrum for me, it all is about meeting your ideal client with where they're at, with their top of mind challenge in the moment, and understanding that, okay, they're probably multitasking or ready to run on to the next thing. So you have to be quick to create that engagement. And then from there, once they do respond, well, then you start a heartfelt conversation with them. And that leads to ideally the reason that they would grab a 30-minute discovery call with you.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I think you're so right on with that, because since I am such a giver, and when I'm online, I'm such a absorbing, I love to absorb knowledge. So I tend to sit there and read the long posts, but you're so right, where people are just in and out. And I need to remember that, because when I do my content, I do tend to give too much on it. And I want to give them the whole explanation, when in reality, I could give them a little tidbit and entice them to engage with me instead.
Yeah. Yeah. The quick win. Again, you have to align with what you're in there for. Are you in to just share your wisdom and knowledge and put it out to the universe? Or do you actually want to use that activity or that action as a way to attract your ideal client? So there are two different you know, approaches or philosophies. So, but anyway, hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight.
And definitely,
you know,
does.
Yeah, Ashley, I'm just curious here. You know, we're talking about social media and, you know, people having a lot going on in the world. Well, unfortunately, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, which I was hoping anyway, we'd be well past by now, but we're still dealing with that, which has created a lot of extra demands and extra stress. And, you know, people are multitasking because now are now working at home, and they're, you know, the kids are homeschooling and the spouse is there, and all this craziness is going on, not to mention, you know, health and well-being and financial stresses. How has the pandemic impacted the work that you do?
Yes, so it has impacted my work. One, it impacted my own mental state and mindset, because I started to overthink all my content and almost feeling ashamed about selling. And I just knew I could help so many people especially during this time, but I wasn't sure how to clearly help them see my potential through all the chaos around us. And then when it comes to the client's point of view, I feel like people are understanding that we need to focus in on our health and wellness. But like you said, there are so many other struggles and distractions that are currently in our life that I think it's hard for them to take a step back and see where they need to move forward on, because I think we all feel a little bit in limbo land, not knowing when it's going to end. So what I decided during all this, after I got over my own stuff, I decided that this was obviously the world and the universe telling us that we need to take a step back, because the old systems are falling down, which they need to, and the new systems are being created. And I wanted to be a part of that movement. So I decided that I'm going to help with this new transition, this new perspective that we're all going to have on the world and our own lives. So I want Forming Her to be fully ready for the next wave of women who want to upgrade their life after they can see through the chaos, because I know there's a lot of chaos going on. So what I've been doing to prepare for that is I have been creating a digital course that's going to come out in January called The Queen Cleanse, because I've realized, like I've said before, that you do need to cleanse all of your channels and your body and your mind to fully see your power and where you need to step forward in. So that's going to be a functional medicine detox and a mental cleanse and a spiritual cleanse all wrapped up into 1 6-week course. Wow. So that's what I've been working on. I said, you know what? People are feeling chaotic right now. And I really do believe that after the new year, there's going to be a clearing where people are going to realize, okay, I saw the light, now I'm ready to move forward to it. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hoping this Queen Cleanse will do for as many women as I can help provide that for. And then I'm just ready for this new way of living. And I've been ready for it. And I'm excited that other people are seeing that natural health and wellness and functional medicine is going to become more mainstreamed. And that's why I jumped on the bandwagon, because I loved it and I saw that how it helped my body. But I just see that more people are acknowledging that as not a crazy idea. And I'm hoping to show people that it's actually the knowledge from our ancestors that we can use to help us get through all of this right now. So I'm excited to be there for people when they start to see the new perspective that is presenting to our world right now. So yeah. I'm ready for it.
Totally. I am too. I mean, just listening to you is like, yes, this is what we need. You know, everybody, like you said, there's still a lot of chaos going on, and people are trying to find their legs, and it's like, oh my gosh, are we really ever going to get out of this? But you're like, it's the new reality of, okay, lessons learned. You know, let's make some adjustments and let's take this to a whole new level of health and wellness. So yeah, I love that. Very exciting. Well, Ashley, how do you work with women who want to finally demystify their health and wellness imbalances so they can feel empowered and healthy? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Oh, yes. This is my favorite thing to talk about. I've spent the last 3 years creating my one-of-a-kind coaching system called the Rule Formula. And this formula takes people through a whole process that helps them release all toxins in their mind, body, and lifestyle, unleash their dream life scenario so that they have a billboard to drive towards, lighten their barrier load so that we can stop struggling to accomplish our goals. And then at the end, they use all of that to engage their feminine power after they discover how to fully connect and understand their mind and body on an optimal level. So it's called the Rule Formula, and it helps people. It helps make having this unique system, I believe, one, sets me apart from all their coaches, because there are a lot of coaches out there. And I have always been one of those people who just do my own thing. And so that's why I wanted to take so many years to develop it and to test it out on myself and clients and get feedback, because I believe having this unique system makes the client's journey more stable, enjoyable, customized, and more efficient. Mm-hmm. So I love presenting this Rule Formula to the world, because I really do think it's the new way to find your power and to really feel like the queen that you are, that I know you are. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I take my clients through. And also with this, I have a no filter type of coaching. So I always warn people before working, not warn, because I think it's a good thing, but I let them know that I have no filter when I'm talking and when I'm coaching. So I'm going to ask you all the difficult questions. I'm going to bring the aspects of yourself out that you didn't know was possible, that you didn't know was buried deep inside you. And that can be intimidating for some people. But once you go through it, and like we said in the beginning, I provide this open and safe environment for people where as soon as they connect with me, my energy was meant to help people be open. I know I got that type of energy for this reason. So as soon as people sit down with me, they open up immediately. I've had people come, I've had conversations in bathrooms before where I start coaching someone in a public restroom because they just had to tell me, and I don't know what it is, but I do believe that this formula and the environment that I provide does offer a coaching experience unlike anything else. And to do that, women can go to my website, formingher.com, and it easily on there tells you how you can set up a free 30-minute discovery call. And like I said, these are my favorite to do because even if you don't work with me, I just would love to meet you and talk with you and hopefully give you an idea of what's the next path for you to take, even if that's not with me. And then also, I have a private Facebook group that I have been giving my all to lately. It's called The Modern Queen's Guide on Facebook. And that one's a little bit more intimate. I go into the depths of my coaching and I give free coaching in that. And we do Facebook Lives and Q&As. And it's just a space for women to actually start tapping into their power, feeling like a queen, and providing integrative health protocols for free in there. So if people aren't ready to do the discovery call, then I would say go to my Facebook group so you can start seeing how I work.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. I just love that formula that you've created. And it's something that you have carried with you from, like you said, at the very beginning of our conversation, from being a little girl, you knew that this was something that you had, you know, this innate sense, this gift, this ability, and you've carried it through and created this fantastic formula. Let's see, release, right? Unleash, lighten, and engage. Is that correct?
Well, it's release all toxins,
yes,
unleash, yes, dream life scenario, lighten, yeah, your barrier load, and engage feminine, yeah, power.
Yeah, that is fantastic. It really covers everything. And I know that you obviously tailor this to each individual based on where they're at. And I love that, you know, no filter coaching. It's like full disclosure. Okay. We're going to like get right to it here. You know,
yeah.
We're going to get some work done.
Yes.
So yeah, that's great. So your website is formingher.com, correct? FORMINGHER, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your Facebook group. So that's a private Facebook group. Let's see if I can read my writing. The Modern Queen's Guide. Okay, great. And you give lots of great content in there. But first off, you know, it sounds like the best move is to just navigate through your website there and schedule a 30-minute discovery call. Sounds like those are really beneficial.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Ashley, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom during our conversation. It's just been fantastic. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, so I think one of the best things that's helped me is to get out of the mindset of scarcity. I think this is an old way of thinking that we must cut ties with. So when it comes to scarcity, I was always on the impression before of, oh, I don't have enough money to do this. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough expertise. And that was just not the way to look at anything. So I've recently decided to change that mindset of scarcity, and I've changed it to a mindset of abundance. And as soon as I did that, you might think it's crazy, things just started coming my way. Like, actually, after I did a whole meditation on it, you emailed me about this podcast. So it goes to show that when you ask the universe for things, it will provide. And just changing your mindset and that law of attraction really helps. So change the mindset of scarcity to the mindset of abundance and just start living like you have it all. You can accomplish it all. Because in my life's journey, I've always gone by, if there's a will, there's a way. And the only thing standing in your way is yourself, usually. And there's no overall rule book or exact timeline. So there's no timeline of when you need to be successful or when your business needs to work. So just get that out of your head and just do your thing and don't look back, because you are abundant in this life no matter what.
Oh, that's great. I love that. You know, Ashley, you are just so wise beyond your years. I've done the math here and I'm not going to throw out an age, but you're pretty darn young and you have so much wisdom and clarity and so much inner strength that you're sharing with others. It's just fantastic. I have just really, really enjoyed our conversation. It's been so great hearing about your journey from your early career in the fashion industry to this really powerful work that you're now doing as a feminine empowerment coach and integrative health practitioner, helping women really activate their full power through optimal health and living. It's just been just really great. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. This was a blast, and I loved all of your tips and expertise for business, and I'm going to take all of it this week and start working on it.
All right. Fantastic. Well, don't stop putting out all that great content, because everything you put out, as you know, comes back. Even though it's that giving side of you, you know, it's just kind of the way the universe works now that you're tapped into abundance. So
yes, exactly.
Yeah. And for all our listeners, you can reach Ashley Smith through her website, and that's formingher.com, and navigate through and book yourself one of those discovery calls. Sounds like it's very impactful. And then also check her out on Facebook. Look for that private Facebook group, The Modern Queen's Guide. So that sounds like a fantastic private Facebook group as well. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Ashley Smith. And as always, here's to your success.